Living in Las Vegas starts now.
Holy shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. Yeah. Now your host,
yes,
a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was, Mr. Scott Whitney.
Have a Merry Christmas, you got a Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry, 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 Merry. Hello, everybody. I love you. It's Christmas time. Welcome to the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. Yeah. And let me be the first to congratulate you, because you're watching the longest running podcast about Las Vegas that actually originates in
Las Vegas. Oh, wait, that's my line. Las Vegas.
Perfect. And by the way, you're two hosts. Hi, how are you?
Good to see you.
You make a nice elf.
Where's my freaking chair?
Get out of my chair. Get out of my shot. You are a very good-looking man right there. That's Santa Brett. Actually, you gave away the whole joke. Get off.
I didn't say that.
Go away. I love him. He's like my brother. So what are we doing? So here we are. First of all, we're live every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Come in. Join us. Be a part of the live studio audience, the live chat. Guess what happens when you do? Fame and fortune. I've got people in the live chat right here, right now, some of which have become famous people, and you'll see that in just a moment. I am your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa, buenas noches, or should I say, Merry Christmas. I love you very much, and welcome to a very special Christmas. Oh, I hear music already. Now, here's what we're doing for our holiday special. You know, when I think of Christmas, I think of three things that really make Christmas special. First, of course, is friends and family, and then the two outside sources are... Already I'm getting people saying, no, drinking is what makes holidays. I'm being harassed by my talent. Isn't that great? But the two things besides friends and family are the music and the stories of Christmas. So that's what we're going to bring you today. We're going to be starting with some music from the Christmacoustic and Christmacoustic CDs, which we'll talk about a little bit later. And then two stories. The first from Dr. Seuss, The Grinch That Stole Christmas. And then from Clement Clark Moore, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Now, I'm thinking about this, and I'm like, you know, we're all stressed out when it comes to Christmas. We're all hassling with presents and dealing with in-laws and all that nonsense. And the last thing I want you guys to have to do is use your imagination during this storytelling. So I'm going to take care of that for you. So what I'm going to introduce you, get over there. I'm being harassed by my co-host already. So what we're going to do is, instead of you having to use your imagination, no, we're going to manage that for you. Now, these people have just returned from a command performance with Her Majesty the Queen. On the Strip, Her Majesty the Queen. She was visiting, apparently. She might have been a he. Man, this is outstanding. The world tour award-winning, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you for the first time, the Vegas Video Network Pantomime Players, everybody. Woo! Nice. Now, normally I would allow them to introduce themselves, but they're pantomime people. They're not allowed to speak. That's their creed. That's their law. So give me a moment and I will do that work for you. From our Thursday night show at 3 p.m., Niche to Profit, ladies and gentlemen, Danny Ackerman, everybody. Also on Thursday is really showing themselves strongly here tonight on the big Christmas special. We've got Jesse and Lisa Farrell, everybody, from Conversations with Jess Talk and Lisa Listen. Okay. Sometimes my... Now, this is a guy who's been with the Vegas Video Network for, what's it been now, about 25 years? And I'm proud to call him my friend. Everybody's pointing to the wrong guy. They're pantomime people. They don't even know who's on their team. Let me introduce to you Pimpin' Wayne Crowell, everybody. There he is. Yes, nicely done, Gina. And finally, you know him as RQS. You know him as Drinky Pants. You know he's a wardrobe malfunction. He's my co-host. It's Brett Grant, everybody. Over under is 61 minutes. Okay, so let's get started with the first part of our big show. As I told you before, we're going to be featuring a couple songs from the Chrismacoustic CD. And hey, maybe you want to look at me right now. I don't know. Let's see. Oh, hi. Hi there, everybody. And I've missed you. You are a good-looking audience. Chrismacoustic CD. This CD I recorded back in 2000. It was meant to be a holiday gift for some website design customers. My idea was to give out about 30 of these CDs. Fast forward a few years, recorded a second CD. We ended up selling 50,000 copies of this stuff. So we're going to end up... Oh, that was nice. Thank you. So... Do you, yes. By the way, I wish you could. Actually, you don't really need to hear what they're saying to me. It's really pretty harmful. So we're going to listen to a couple songs from the first Chrismacoustic CD. It's Frosty the Snow Dude. And then we're going to listen to Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Welcome to the Living in Las Vegas Christmas Special. Thank you. Christmas come this way. Fa-u-fa-re-da-u. Do-re, welcome Christmas, Christmas. Thank you, Danny. Every who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot. But the Grinch who lived just north of Whoville did not. The Grinch hated Christmas. The whole Christmas season. Now, please don't ask why. No one knows the reason. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve hating the Whos, staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown at the warm, lighted windows below in their town. For he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now hanging a holly Who wreath. In their hanging their stockings, he snarled with a sneer. Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here. Then he growled with his cringe fingers nervously drumming. I must find a way to keep Christmas from coming. For tomorrow I know all the Who girls and boys will wake bright and early. They'll rush for their toys. And then all the noise. There's one thing that I hate. All the noise. And they'll shriek, squeaks, and squeals, racing round on their wheels. They'll dance jinglers tied onto their heels. They'll blow their flu-fluvers. They'll bang their tartukas. They'll blow their hoo-hoopers. They'll bang their gardukas. They'll spin their trumtukas. They'll slam their slu-slukas. They'll beat their blum-bloopas. They'll wham their hoo-hunkas. And they'll play noisy games like Zuzit Tarkazay, a roller skid type of lacrosse and croquet. And then they'll make ear-splitting noise galooks on their great big electro-hoo-carnio flukes. Then the Whos, young and old, will sit down to a feast. And they'll feast, and they'll feast, and they'll feast. They'll feast on Who pudding and rare Who roast beast. And they'll shrink all of a sudden. What the hell happened there? And they'll do something I hate most of all. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, they'll stand close together. With Christmas bells ringing, they'll stand hand in hand, and those Whos will start singing. Faru, fare, daru, dore, welcome Christmas, come this way. Faru, fare, daru, dore, welcome Christmas, Christmas Day. And they'll sing, and they'll sing, and they'll sing. The more the Grinch thought of this Who Christmas sing, the more the Grinch thought, I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years I've put up with this now. I must stop Christmas from coming, but how? Then the Grinch got an idea. An awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea. I know just what to do, the Grinch laughed in his throat. I'll make a quick Santa Claus hat and a coat. And he chuckled and he clucked. What a great Grinchy trick. With this coat and this hat, I'll look just like Saint Nick. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. Doodle-doo-ba-da, da-doodle-da-da, da-doodle-da-da, da-da. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot bow. And doodle da 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 doodle da da. But doodle da 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 doodle da da. All I need is a reindeer. The Grinch looked around. But since reindeers are scarce, there was none to be found. Did that stop the Grinch? Ha! The Grinch simply said, if I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead. So he took his dog, Max, and he took some black thread, and he tied a big horn on top of his head. Hold the horn, Max. Max. Thanks, Max. Then he loaded some bags and some old empty sacks on a ramshackled sleigh, and he whistled for Max. Then the Grinch said, "Giddy up!" And the sleigh started down toward the homes where the Who's lay a slaying in their town. All their windows were dark. No one knew he was there. All the Who's were all dreaming sweet dreams without care. When he came to the first little house on the square, "This is step one," the old Grinchy Claus hissed, and he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch, but if Santa can do it, well, so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once for a minute or two. Then he stuck his head out of the fireplace flue, where the little Who's stockings all hung in a row. "These stockings," he grinched, "are the first thing to go." Then he slithered and slunk, with a smile most unpleasant, around the whole room, and he took every present. Pop guns, pampugas, tantukas and drums, checkerboards, busy bigs, popcorn and plums. And he stuffed them in bags. And the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimney. "You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the sweet tenderness of a Caesar crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'll take the Caesar crocodile and You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. You're a hard to dead tomato splotch with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-deck sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce. They're talented, aren't they? Then he slunk to the icebox. You're the icebox, Jesse. Then he slunk to the icebox. He took the Who's feast. He took the Who pudding. He took the roast beast. He cleaned out that icebox as quick as a flash. Why, that Grinch even took the last can of Who hash. Then he stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee. Now, grinned the Grinch, I will stuff up the tree. And the Grinch took the tree and he started to shove. He heard a small sound like the coo of a dove. He turned around fast and he saw a small Who. Little Cindy Lou who was no more than two. She stared at the Grinch and said, Santa Claus, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why? But you know, that old Grinch was so smart and so slick. He thought up a lie, and he thought it up quick. Why, my sweet little tot, the fake Santa Claus lied. There's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, and I'll bring it back here. And his fib fooled the child. Then he patted her head, and he got her a drink. And he sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou Who was in bed with her cup, he crept to the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Then he went up the chimney himself, the old liar. And the last thing he took was the log for their fire. On their walls he left nothing but hooks and some wire. And the one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. Then he did the same thing to the other Who's houses, leaving crumbs much too small for all the other Who houses. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch. You nosh is super nosh. You're a crooked, dirty jockey, and you drive a crooked bus, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap of overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of rubbish imaginable. Mangled up and dangled up and You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows. And I quote, stink, stank, stunk, It was a quarter of dawn. All the Who's still in bed. All the Who's still a snooze when he packed up his sled. Packed it up with their presents, their ribbons, their wrappings, their snoof and their fuzzles, their tringlers and drappings. 10,000 feet up to the side of Mount Crumpus, he rode with his load to the tiptoe to dump it. Poo-poo to the Who's, he was grinchily humming. They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open for a minute or two. Then the Who's down in Whoville will all cry, boo-hoo. That's a noise, grinned the Grinch, that I simply must hear. He paused, and the Grinch put a hand to his ear. Hey, big guy, get out of the way. And he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started off low, then it started to grow. Happy Who's. Bonu Forest, Bonu Forest, welcome Christmas, Golden Day. Bonu Forest, Bonu Forest, welcome Christmas, Christmas Day. But this sound wasn't sad. Why, this sound sounded glad. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presence at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could this be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. He puzzled and puzzed till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't thought of before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come in a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day. Boink, boink, beak. And then the true meaning of Christmas came through, and the Grinch found the strength of 10 Grinches plus 2. And now that his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed with his load through the bright morning light. Where is Max? Bright morning light. With a smile to his soul, he descended Mount Crumpet, cheerily blowing hoo-hoo on his trumpet. He rode into Whoville. He brought back their toys. He brought back their floof to the Who girls and boys. He brought back their snoof and their tringlers and fuzzles. Brought back their pantookas, their dafflers and wuzzles. He brought back everything, all the food for the feast. And he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast. Welcome, Christmas. Bring your cheer. Cheer to all Who's, far and near. Christmas Day is in our grasp, so long as we have hands to grasp. Christmas Day will always be, just as long as we have we. Welcome, Christmas, while we stand heart to heart and hand in hand. Thank you.
Back in place.
Hello. "'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care." With, where'd my chimney go? Stand by. "By the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their bed, while visions of sugar plums danced in their head, and Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed, boink, to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutter and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With the little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and he shouted, and he called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer, and Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Donder, and Blitzen. But do you recall the most... I did say Blitzen. Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Come on, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. Boom, boom, the little bear, his shiny nose, like the old mayor. Okay, that's it. He said, these are white people who are clapping on 1 in 3. Good Lord. Okay, okay. Apparently, the Vegas Video Network pantomime players have had a drink or 4. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Where's my Santa Claus? He should be saying all. There he is. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild wind fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas, too. And then, in a twinkle, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney, St. Nicholas bound at a boy. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his toe. His clothes were all tarnished with ashes and head to his foot. His clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. On eBay. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose, like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bull full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him. in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but he went straight right to work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. Apparently he's in the gang. And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, this should be interesting, up the chimney he rose. I got a coke-addled Santa Claus. He sprang to the sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him explain as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." That's a great shot. We love you. Thanks for believing in us this evening with us. There you go, folks. This is the Living in Las Vegas Christmas special. Thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate the fun in the live chat. And I would be an idiot. Well, there you go. If I didn't thank the people who made this happen. First, I want to thank the technical crew. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about that. This was not easy. I reached out to these two folks and said, hey, you want to do a multi-camera, multi-asset, super difficult producer? And they both said, go fuck yourself. No, they didn't. They actually said, yes, I want to. So I want to thank Gina, who is running the TriCaster right now, which is no small feat. And we've got Zig. Oh, look at her. Oh, nice. That wasn't in the script. Awesome. Very well done. Very well done. And then running our second close-up camera, ladies and gentlemen, you know him in the live chat. It's Ziggy, everybody. There he is. That's it. And of course, I have to thank the most talented group of quiet people. There they are, the Vegas Video Network, Pantomime Players. It's Brett, it's Danny, it's Pimp and Wayne, it's Jesse, and of course, it's Lisa. Big hand for them, everybody. I'm hopeful that you guys bet the under, because we're all done. I want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We're going to be taking next week off to, you know, recharge and get ready for the new year. We've got some great stuff lined up on our show and as well with all the great people that you saw here on the Vegas Video Network. It's going to be a great 2016. Thanks so much for playing along. We'll see you guys next year. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Take care, everybody. Dick.